Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. A.W. Tozer says, Christianity at every given time is as strong or weak depending upon our concept of God. And that's why on this episode, we are talking about God and our relationship with Him and how our knowledge of Him impacts on it. He also said, it is vitally important that we think soundly about God, since He is the foundation of all our religious beliefs. It follows that if we err in our ideas of God, we will go astray on everything else. I hope that gets you excited, because I am excited. Welcome once again to this episode. I can't get tired of welcoming you. I am a very good host and I like to make my guests feel at home. And it doesn't matter if you have been here before, I'll still treat you as a guest and I won't see you finish.
So, one thing that I have come to learn as a growing Christian is the place of balance and emphasizing the whole counsel of God. It is important that you do not make any truth the only truth. And that is something that you would see from the Bible. The Bible says a lot of things. You cannot hold a verse of scripture and develop a theology that goes against every other part of scripture. The Bible is interpreted with the Bible. The Word of God interprets the Word of God. So you cannot just run away with one verse and interpret God's Word. There are a lot of biblical truth that when taken to their extreme, they become a lie. Not because there is no truth in them, but because they have been distorted. God is friend, but at the same time, the Bible makes us understand that our relationship with God is a relationship where we are to worship. We don't worship our other friends. God exists in a category that we do not have a category for, because He is the creator of the categories that we have in the first place. The God that we have a relationship with is a God that is so great that the best of our imaginations still cannot capture Him. And so when we speak about relationship with God, we are come with God with openness. Yes, He is friend, but He's also Father. He's lover, but He's also Lord. We should not only pick the side of relationship with God that works for us, that, you know, serves our selfishness, that serves our flesh. We are to embrace the wholeness of relationship with God. Relationship with God includes God being Father and God being friend, God being master. God is both lover and is Lord. You willingly love Him, but you also dutifully obey Him, and they are not mutually exclusive. God that is your friend is not different from the God that is your Father. The God that demands devotion from you is not different from the God that wants relationship with you. All of them goes together, and it is very, very important that you have a full picture, a clear and correct biblical picture of who God is. And that is why, again, it is important to read the Bible, to study the Bible. If you do not study the Bible, if you do not read the Bible, you would end up creating a God for yourself that does not exist, that is a figment of your imagination, and by that it's no God at all, because it's going to just be genie in the bottle that does what you want. You don't create God, you learn about God, and that is why the Bible is there for your learning. You are not creating a God that will work for you. You are the one that is to work for God. You are the one that is created by God. Someone says it this way, that God is not your mate. And that is not to inspire fear or anything, but it is to understand that the God that is my friend is also my Lord. The one that is my lover is also my master. And so, yes, I come to Him understanding that I have access to Him, but my access to my relationship with Him does not mean that He cannot command me. He is my creator. I am created by Him, and I have to have that mindset. I understand that this God that is my friend is also the King of the earth. And not in a way that inspires fear, but in a way that inspires awe, so that I can have a right perspective. You know how that you can have friends and then you can see them finish. God is not that person that you see finish. He is the king of the world. He is the ancient of this. Like, he is beyond our best abilities to imagine. Yes, we can have visions for our life. We can, you know, think about the future and create an image of the future that we want. But we can't envision God. Like, we really cannot envision God. Yes, we can see him from his word. We can know him from scripture. But what I mean is that God is not a being that is in our ability to fully grasp. Like, at our highest point of growth, there is still so much more that is out of our ability, that is out of our ability to comprehend. The God that has need access to himself is the God that created us. It is important that we have balanced perspective. God is so much, and God exists in himself and do not need anything outside himself to exist and to survive. Yet he would have us partner with him as human beings to establish his will on the earth. There is so much about the Christian faith that requires balance, and that is why it is important to be grounded in God's word. And it cannot be overemphasized. You cannot pick the God of John 3:16 and forget that he is also the one who inspired John 3:17. You cannot pick Romans 3:23 and forget that he is also the one that inspired Romans 3:24. You don't just pick verses that work for you or that appeal to your biases. You embrace the entire counsel of God. You submit yourself to the entire counsel of God. And that is what spiritual growth is about. Spiritual growth is not about embracing the part of God that works for you. It is understanding who God is and reverencing him as such, embracing his entire counsel, embracing everything he is.
A friend says, the God that I can totally understand and grasp is not a God that is worthy of my worship in the first place. A verse of scripture that I've come to love so much is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 that says that if Jesus has died for us, that we are also not meant to live for ourselves. We are meant to live for the person who died for us, that is Jesus. So in accepting the gospel and coming into relationship with God, there is a responsibility that is bestowed upon us as a consequence of that relationship that we have with him. So relationship with God is not without commitment. Just as you enter a relationship with someone, a romantic relationship, there are responsibilities and expectations of you because you have entered into relationship with that person. So it is for God. God is our lover. God is our friend. But that does not exclude responsibility in our relationship with him. Relationship and responsibility go hand in hand. Duty and delight go hand in hand. They don't have to be different. So I hope that you embrace the responsibilities that come with relationship with God.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Wicked or God podcast. I hope that you learned it in also and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace. Enjoy.